90 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Israeli family members of hostages taken 4 months ago by Hamas joining a bipartisan group of American lawmakers and members of the Israeli Knesset at the U.S. Capitol today, all calling for their release. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
The family members have been mentally tortured since that terrible day on the 7th.
Secretary of State Blinken working in the region to broker an agreement. A deal presented by Hamas was rejected today by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Senate Republicans couldn't get the votes they needed to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary, but House Speaker Mike Johnson says that's not an indication of chaos within his ranks.
Last night was a setback, but democracy is messy. We live in a time of divided government. We have a razor-thin margin here, and every vote counts.
The U.S. military has now found one of its helicopters that presumably crashed east of San Diego. Five Marines were said to be on board, their conditions not yet known. This is ABC News.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden and Donald Trump are tied in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette University Law School poll. They're getting 49% each among registered voters in a head-to-head matchup. Trump has a one-point lead among likely voters. Trump's lead gets wider when pollsters ask about a five-way race with third-party candidates. A Republican bill aims to ban so-called loyalty oaths at Wisconsin state universities and technical colleges. The bill's author is Representative Clint Moses. He says the target is diversity, equity, and inclusion.
It would do away with all DEI on our campuses altogether. So I know the UW had submitted written testimony, and they'll say it's not happening, and this bill takes care of it once and for all and eliminates it from our universities.
The bill got a hearing yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
A school in Holman went into lockdown yesterday after multiple gunshots were heard nearby. Prairie View Elementary School was locked down in search after calls came in reporting 4 to 5 gunshots in the area. The shots were fired by a man outside of city limits who was shooting at a mound of dirt in his backyard. No threats were made to the school and no one at the school was in danger, the La Crosse County Sheriff's Office said. The Sheriff's Office is referring the man who fired the shots to the DA's office for potential charges. The La Crosse School Board will likely be putting its school consolidation decision on November ballots. The district is facing a $3.5 million budget shortfall and intends to move two of its existing elementary schools into one new facility. The two scenarios the board is debating would be closing Hinton or Emerson Elementary as well as Spence. In either case, a new school would be on the ballot this fall. The board said it could decide as soon as in 2 weeks and plans on having the referendum question ready by April.
For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks lose to the Suns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were shorthanded and lost to the Suns in Phoenix 114-106. Giannis played, but without Lillard, Middleton, and Brooke Lopez. The Bucks are now 1-4 since they hired Doc Rivers to replace Adrian Griffin as head coach. Rivers blames part of that on the team's schedule.
You know, the Utah game, you kind of knew, you know, altitude, back-to-back. I mean, whoever scheduled a Dallas, Utah have never been on an airplane in their life, you know, or no time zones. I guarantee you when they looked at that before the year started, they were like, this was going to be a brutal game for us. So it's probably all that.
The Bucks are back home tomorrow night against Minnesota. NFL, the Packers' new linebackers coach is Anthony Campanile, formerly of the Miami Dolphins. Meanwhile, the Dolphins have hired Joe Barry to replace him. And former Packers and Bears assistant coach Luke Getsy hired yesterday as the new offensive coordinator of the Las Vegas Raiders. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today, but still very warm. We've got breezy winds out of the south gusting up to 25 miles per hour, pumping in high temperatures reaching the mid-50s. Record highs for today are 54 degrees, set back in 1878. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
The Todd Almaz Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Our dial position is off to the right. Our conversation, right in the middle. You're soaring with Eagle 1490, the talk of lacrosse.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Almaz Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Almaz.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Almaz, along with our engineer producer, Mr. Aaron Zomers, on the board. Welcome to hour number 3 of the Todd Almaz Show. It is 6 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Glad to have you along on a Wednesday, February 7th, 2024. Lots of news to get to. Phone lines are open, as always, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And Mr. Zomers, in this hour, lots of news we're going to get to, including a new Marquette Law School poll, which is out. Going to discuss some of the results on that. Also, Governor Evers, could his maps be passed by Republicans? Now, look, I've held off talking much about the maps because here's my take on the maps right now, the legislative maps. There is all kinds of discussion and going back and forth, which is great. But the Wisconsin Supreme Court decided to take this up. They ruled that the current legislative maps in Wisconsin are unconstitutional. And now they're figuring out whether to adopt one of the other maps that were suggested or have their kind of people they hired, map experts, to redraw the maps. I think we should just let them alone. And I don't understand all this discussion, public discussion about the maps, because I view the Supreme Court as a third branch independent government of government. And so we're not supposed to lobby the Supreme Court. You lobby your state legislator, you lobby your governor, but you don't lobby the Supreme Court. In my opinion, they should be doing the right thing, simply following the law. So that's why I haven't talked about it much, but this is interesting. Breaking news this afternoon that Republicans are saying they may pass the maps that Governor Evers drew and suggested. And I think the interesting part here is that Republicans are running for the hills. They are scared crapless over what the Supreme Court might do. And so they're apparently, at least in word, we'll find out indeed, Republicans in the state legislature are considering passing Governor Evers' maps. Also, Republican National Committee Chair Rona McDaniel has resigned. We'll discuss that a little bit. And the Packers are looking for a new CEO. Well, they have to, as it turns out, because the bylaws, the Packers say you cannot be the CEO of the Packers past 70, 7-0. Which brings up an interesting question. Should we have the same thing for elected officials? I mean, if you can't run the Packers past 70, should it be, you know, a U.S. senator or anything else? So anyway, we'll talk about all that. But actually, first of all, some breaking news within the last 5 minutes or so. Vote is still happening, but it appears that the United States Senate has voted down the national security bill that included a border deal opposed by many Republicans. Breaking within the last 2 minutes via CBS News, Dateline Washington, D.C., the Senate failed to advance a national security bill that included sweeping border security reforms. This afternoon, with Republican senators and a handful of Democrats rejecting the results of months of bipartisan talks. The bill also included tens of billions of dollars in foreign aid to Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and other national security priorities. Democratic leaders plan to move quickly to vote on the foreign aid portions of the legislation, which some Republicans said they would support. A procedural vote should begin debate on the version of the bill that included border security measures, and that vote was 49 in favor to 50 against, falling well short of the 60 votes threshold needed to advance it. The outcome was widely expected, since many Republican senators had come out against the border agreement after it was released yesterday, on Sunday, saying the legislation would not go far enough in stopping border crossings and tightening asylum laws. Nevertheless, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer forged ahead with the vote, opting to put members on the record with their position. Now, look, we've talked about it on this show quite a bit. Talked about it in our first hour with Trigvi Olson. Every Wednesday, Trigvi, the senior advisor with the Lincoln Project, is on this program. Here's the deal. Republicans, of which, of course, I was one for almost 30 years. I left the Republican Party in 2011. But Republicans for years have said we have to crack down on the border. We have to do something meaningful. We have to put money into our Border Patrol agents, increase that. And then lately here, the last few months, Republicans tied that to their support of aid to Ukraine and to Israel. Now, I think it was goofy at best to tie this together. Trigvi Olson, again, in our first hour, pointed out the danger here when it comes to Ukraine and not supporting them. Vladimir Putin, president of Russia, dictator, is licking his chops this afternoon watching this. We've had Kristen Jensen on this program, foreign minister of Denmark, also a member of parliament in Denmark. He knows world politics well, has met with Putin before in his role as foreign minister. That's basically secretary of state for Denmark. Met with Biden as well. Knows these people firsthand. And Kristian Jensen of Denmark has said that the European Union, our allies in Europe, Denmark being amongst them, is looking at what's happening in the United States right now with great trepidation, because they understand that if the United States does not take the leadership role that they have had for over 50 years plus in foreign policy and stopping the spread of communism, that they're next. Latvia, Lithuania, and oh, by the way, Poland as well. They are members of NATO, North American Treaty Organization. And Article 5 says an attack on one is an attack on all. Trigvi reminded us that's only been used or implemented once. That was after 9/11, when the United States was attacked. And the NATO allies joined with us in helping to defend this country. If Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia, Poland are attacked by Putin, we are obligated as the United States to come to their defense. It will be a fist-to-fist war with Russia on foreign soil. The best way to avoid that is stopping Putin in Ukraine. Look, I'm 54. I turned 18 in the 80s. At that time, when I turned 18, I had to go down and fill out my draft card at the post office. You don't have to, Mr. Zomers, You've said this before. You don't mind. You're 24. When you feel
or 25 now,
pardon,
but yeah.
Pardon me, 25. Did you have to do that?
Yes, I did have to go fill out my draft card, and it was an interesting experience because I don't know. I really didn't want to.
No,
I figured they weren't
wants to.
Like, there's no way the draft is getting invoked again. But
I don't. I would hasten to say that, Mr. Sommers.
If it is, I'm leaving the country or becoming a Quaker or something. And actually, I don't need to because now I have medical issues that prevent me from being eligible to serve. So never mind. I'm good.
But that's an interesting take because like when I turned 18 in the 80s, I would not have felt the same way. I would have said if I'm drafted, if I'm called to serve the country, I'll go do it.
And I understand that take and respect that take. I don't want to be involved in another Vietnam. And
so
I think that there's too much genitalia measuring contests between leaders of the world that they just throw bodies at each other sometimes. And I don't want to be stuck in that.
Do you think that that's representative of your generation, Gen Z?
I think so. Like, obviously not everybody, but right. I feel like there's more of that sentiment. And because of my generation is treated differently when being raised, and there's a lot more self-importance a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, well, I don't want to do that, as opposed to feeling more unity as a nation, I guess, if that makes any sense.
That makes perfect sense. Like I say, I would have gone, if I had been called in the draft, I would have gone and fought for my country and said, look, it's just part of being an American. But I respect the fact that your generation, because of what you've gone through, feels differently about that. And again, you're not speaking for everybody in your generation. Right. You're speaking for yourself. But again, to think that the draft could never be re-implemented in terms of calling people up. Remember, our military in some branches are struggling to meet their quotas. If we get pulled into another type of world war with Russia vis-a-vis Eastern Europe, our NATO allies, the draft may be reinvoked. That is a reality, and Americans and Wisconsinites need to understand that if Republicans don't support Ukraine aid, if Putin isn't defeated in Ukraine, the risk to now men and women, young men and women, may have to go fight in Eastern Europe.
I just suspect that if the draft were reinvoked, the backlash would be so extreme from people in my generation and from parents and be like, my kid's not going overseas or whatever. I just think that the reaction would be very difficult to deal with.
And I think that is a great indicator of where America has changed. So you better stop them now, Republicans of the U.S. House and Senate, for that matter. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'd love to have your comments on this. Again, breaking news, the United States Senate has defeated this bill, this funding bill with an attached aid to Ukraine and Israel, not going anywhere. According to CBS News, the about-face from Republicans demanding border security concessions from Democrats that opposing them once they were secured comes more than 4 months after the initial standoff over the White House's funding request. Republicans said they wanted this. And remember, the conservative border folks, the Border Security Union, endorse this. They actually deal with this every day. They want this. And Republicans said no. Back after this, this is the Todd Allball Show, the third hour on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1 on the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM WLCX and on the Civic Media app.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline. How can I help you? Share hope, find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided and flexible hours are available. 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselors enjoy competitive compensation and benefits packages. Most importantly, you can share hope and find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. Apply today.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show, Hour 3 on a Wednesday, February 7th, 2024, on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. It is time once again to go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Breaking news, the United States Senate has killed the bipartisan border deal. The Republicans in the Senate largely have killed it, and in addition to the foreign aid package for Ukraine and Israel, talking about the fact that this situation in Ukraine is beyond dire, that if Putin isn't defeated in Ukraine, if one of our NATO allies is attacked, the United States will be obligated to come to their defense, as will the rest of NATO. And I said, look, if this isn't quelled now, the possibility to have young men and women on the ground in Ukraine going up against Putin is very real. And you never, to say that we're never going to go back to instituting the draft, that's not realistic. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Waukesha. Paul in Waukesha, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hello?
Paul, you're on the air. Go right ahead, sir.
Yes, I just have to say I'm really shocked hearing your partner talking about the Generation Z's or whoever and what they've been through. And if this country, if he was ever called a service country, he would leave the country and this and that. But yet, on the same side of the aisle, you're preaching for war against Russia and Ukraine, which Ukraine can't win that war, and the only way they could possibly even think about remotely winning that war is if we put our troops on the ground. Well, the military's having problems meeting their quotas. Who's going to fight this war? Anyways, and then you're sitting there talking about Putin wants to attack Estonia, Latvia, Poland. No, that's not true.
That's 100% true, actually.
We can agree to disagree.
Sure.
But what you don't mention in Ukraine is what's in the Crimea. Why did Putin and Russia annex Crimea? Probably a lot of your listeners don't know this, but Russia's Black Sea Fleet, their largest naval base, their only warm water port, which they've had for 100 years. They're not going to give that up. I'm telling you that. And whenever I hear about, you know, talking about Ukraine and Crimea, they never mention that fact.
Sure, I'll talk
and
about it.
I think it's appalling that, oh, you know, I've never heard, I very rarely hear either side talk about what's in Crimea.
Sure, I appreciate the call, Paul.
Russia's not going to give that up.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Waukesha, appreciate the viewpoints, appreciate the opinions, all opinions taken here on the All Ball Show. I'll say a couple of things. I'll let Mr. Sommer speak about your earlier comments. Not only can Ukraine win the war with Russia, they must. They must win. Because Putin, if they don't, Putin will continue the march. He's also already signaled that through certain people within Eastern Europe. Look, Trayvi also on this show every Wednesday. He was on today, the first hour. He actually has lived part-time in Latvia and has fought Belarusians. He has actually been banned by Russia by Vladimir Putin himself. He knows this better than anybody else. Russia absolutely has to be stopped, and it does not require boots on the ground if by Americans, if Republicans in the U.S. House, particularly in the Senate, as it turns out today, if they fund through arms. I mean, this city in Ukraine that was set to be taken over the weekend or the first part of the week was the first time a Ukrainian city had been taken by the Russians in a year, almost a year. And the reason is they're lacking ammunition that has to be funded by the United States. So I respectfully disagree with the caller, Mr. Zomers. Again, you're not here to speak for all Generation Z, but do you want to respond to his point on the draft?
Yeah, I guess if I can clarify my current feelings on the draft. When I turned 18, that was in December of 2016, something interesting had happened that year. Donald Trump was elected president, and there was no way in hell I was going to war for Donald J. Trump. I would do almost anything else. I would personally strangle Donald Trump to death before I went to war for him. That is me personally, Aaron Zomers, not Civic Media. And now that this issue with Ukraine, if the draft happened, I, as I said, am not fit to serve like an infantry role.
Right.
But I would gladly participate to help defend against Russia because that's a real threat. That's not something that Donald Trump wants to do to show that he has more money than someone else. Like that man, I have so little respect for him that I would have abandoned the country to avoid serving in a war under him.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Also off the text line, a caller or listener texted in saying if we brought back the draft and instead of watching the national news, families actually had skin in the game, it would change the state of our politics. I think that's a great comment. And the reason is, again, I'm 54. So, you know, I came up when, you know, I still remember World War I veterans being at our school on the stage on Veterans Day. World War II veterans, Korean veterans, Vietnam veterans. And you heard their stories. I think that I agree with the texter that part of it is that we don't take time to honor our veterans and hear the stories of the consequences of war on real people, but also the need to defend democracy. And that's what's happening in Ukraine right now. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Mike in Racine, listening in down at WRJN. Mike, go ahead. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I'm calling about your helper there with the draft.
Sure, go ahead.
I understand he has a medical thing there, but and he's saying the Gen Z, whatever they are, mm-hmm. that if something happened like what you just said, you know, America loses the power here, mm-hmm. There's going to be a war here.
Correct.
It'll be bringing the war to America. So what's he going to do? Where is he going to go?
Well, and again, I don't want to make this all about my producer engineer. He has one opinion and he's entitled to it. I'm glad he shared it. You know,
that's true.
I agree. I appreciate your opinion. I'm 54. I was raised in a different generation. So when I registered for the draft, I thought, you know what? I don't necessarily want to go.
Right. But if I'm 73. And I'm 73, and I was in a different generation.
Right, but I think it goes to the point, Mike, that we came up at a time when you had veterans assemblies on Veterans Day, and you heard from people, you heard from American heroes, and I think that it's just a different generation that we don't take time to honor our veterans, and we don't hear these stories both about the consequences of war, but also the American heroes that saved democracy, the greatest generation, World War II, right?
Right.
Well, I appreciate your call.
Doesn't he realize that it's, I mean, not him.
Right.
Others. It's not. It's all about me. It can't be that way no more.
Appreciate the call, Mike. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Your call's on the other side. Do not go anywhere.
Yeah.
radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Well, Wisconsin Agriculture is all in on your Super Bowl celebrations. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. Starting to pull your ingredients together for the big Super Bowl party? Don't overlook Wisconsin potatoes. That's the advice of our own Alice in Dairyland, Ashley Hagenow. She's traversing the state making sure that people know baby red potatoes are a great option for Super Bowl celebrating.
Cheesy chili stuffed baby red potato bites. What you do is you have some baby red potatoes and you boil them for about 20 minutes or so. And then you scoop out the top half of that potato. You then stuff a mixture of cream cheese and chili into those potatoes, sprinkle the top with some shredded Wisconsin cheddar cheese or any cheese of your choosing, and then you put this concoction into the oven. After you have baked it in the oven to the point of that cheese being golden brown, you have a delicious way to enjoy Wisconsin potatoes.
Ashley Hagenow, she is our current Alice in Dairyland. If you're looking for the recipe for your Super Bowl celebration or anytime, you'll find them at eatwisconsinpotatoes.com. By the way, the Wisconsin potato and vegetable growers are gathered for their winter conference in Stevens Point this week.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau's grassroots policy really truly is a bottom-up process. This is truly started at the bottom, brought by the members, for the members. It really does work its way up the chain because this is the core foundation of Farm Bureau. We truly are all-encompassing, and that's why I really believe in the Farm Bureau mission.
WFBF.com.
We are the voice of agriculture.
A voice for farmers.
A vision for agriculture.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
And if you swing on over to MidwestFarmReport.com today, you'll find out about a new bill in Congress that's designed to support domestic hardwood products. Obviously, Wisconsin manufacturers are following the bill and hope it will pass. We've got a conversation with Kretz Lumber Company President Troy Brown out of Anago talking about how the industry has a problem reaching consumers with these messages. He says that this bill would help resolve the disconnect by spotlighting the benefits of real hardwood. Story available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today, but still very warm. We've got breezy winds out of the south gusting up to 25 miles per hour, pumping in high temperatures reaching the mid-50s. Record highs for today are 54 degrees, set back in 1878. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show,
weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the talk you can't ignore,
even if you tried.
Why is everyone ignoring me?
Find out why all of La Crosse is talking about Eagle 1490.
wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the third hour of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday. Mr. Zomer sparked some calls. It started off by us talking about the fact that the United States Senate, Republicans by and large, killing the bill which would have given real reform, border reform, on immigration and border policies, killed it. Attached to that was a foreign aid package, funding for Ukraine and Israel, and saying now is the time to stop Putin, because if he doesn't, if he's not stopped at Ukraine, Putin has already indicated he will continue on to places like Poland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania. NATO members all, and according to Article 5 of the NATO Charter, an attack on one is an attack on all. It will force the United States into a conflict directly, perhaps not boots on the ground initially, but to think that it could not come to that is not being realistic. And Mr. Zomer is not speaking for his generation, but just for himself, saying, look, you know, as a 25-year-old who kind of came to age under Trump, I ain't real happy about going in a draft and serving. I respect that. I came up in a different generation.
And which, again, now, if a draft were to happen, it would mean we were defending democracy.
Right.
And that I, like, in whatever role I'd be fit for, that right. I would be fine with serving. Or I'd be happy to.
So your view, just to clarify, your view had to have the, under the, how should I say it? Your lens is you were looking at it saying, I did not want to serve with Trump as the commander in chief.
Right. When I first started talking about it, I just remembered the feelings I had when signing up for draft. And then in between that and the next caller, I remembered why I had those feelings. And it was because of who was president. And I was like, you know what? Now that I think about it, because I haven't thought about this in a while.
Right.
This would be for a good reason.
And I'm saying I'm 54 and I came up of age under Reagan. You know, and so I, one of my biggest regrets is I did not serve in the full, you know, I wish I would have served in the Marines or the Navy or the Air Force, but had I been called, I would have gone. And I think that again is the indication of how great our men and women in uniform are, because they have to be able to put aside their personal preferences or differences and say, I am here to protect and serve the Constitution, to defend the Constitution, and to protect and serve the citizens of the United States, regardless of whether I agree politically with the commander in chief. That's why, to me, every man and woman who puts on the uniform is an American hero. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Mr. Zomer, we're going to Andrew or Mike first on that. But we're taking hold on.
Mike has been here all right. for a longer
we're
time.
We're going to take people in order that you called in. So stay with us. Don't hang up. We'll take your calls in order. Mike from Cedarburg, beautiful Cedarburg. Mike, thanks for listening. We'll see you. Mike, are you there? Hello, Mike. If you might have your phone on pause or something, Mike, are you there from Cedarburg? All right, Mike, if you're still there, give us a call back. Might be having some technical difficulties there. Let's go down to Andrew, listening over in beautiful Michigan, in Detroit, Michigan. Andrew, thanks for listening in on the app. What say you?
Hey, Todd. First, I want to say thanks for everything, Professor Flynn, and hope to hear you again on the airwaves somewhere.
Thank you so much, Andrew. I want to tell you about the topic.
Right. I'm 64, so I'm not too much older than you. And I had to sign up for the draft. And at the time, of course, I was terrified. Of course I was. My idea was that I didn't necessarily have to be on the lines shooting at people shooting at me. There were other ways I could serve my country, maybe in the hospitals, maybe with food. I don't know what, but I was prepared to go. I wasn't going to fight it.
Sure.
I do understand with that young gentleman there not wanting to fight for the orange Satan. I wouldn't either.
Right.
And I would have supported him going to another country. the military, I'm hearing from all the services that they would prefer volunteers because they want to be there. They right. want to do. Except that under the orange Satan, there has been so much bad coming out that we've even got the military that sides with that party mm-hmm. and vaccines are bad. We're not going to get vaccines. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. And we can't have a military like that. So right now, I think we're in trouble.
But Andrew, what you...
they will decide based on what the orange Satan says, which wars we should fight and which wars we shouldn't.
Sure. But Andrew, I agree or disagree that, sure, I mean, there's always going to be a few people like that, you know, in any group, right? But I would still maintain that the overwhelming vast majority, 95% plus of the men and women in uniform in our active duty military reserves are still going to be able to put aside their political differences and serve whatever commander in chief it is for the good of America and defending the Constitution.
I hope you're right, Todd.
I spend time around a lot of them. And look, I appreciate your point. I'm not saying that there aren't people out there like that. There are. But again, I've talked to a lot of people in the military active duty, and I still believe that 95% plus are good folks that are going to serve the country well. So,
and I don't have that perspective. You know, I don't get to right. meet the young people. Sure. I don't get to meet servicemen. So good. I will take what you say to heart.
Well,
nice
thank you.
Meeting you, Todd. Good
Always luck. A pleasure. Thank you, Andrew. Thanks so much for listening over in Detroit. Let's go to Mike in Cedarburg. Mike, thanks for calling back. What say you?
It's Mike.
Mike, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, I say this guy that says we shouldn't support Ukraine is not a very astute scholar of history. Remember 1938? I have no more Czechoslovakia. I have no more claims on Europe. That went well, didn't it?
Right, exactly. No, you're referring to an earlier caller. I think you're right that we have not only can Ukraine win, they must win. Right? They must win. Because it could be the downfall of Europe and the downfall of the United States.
That's why I renamed the GOP the government of Putin.
That's pretty good. I haven't heard that one before. Government of Putin. I like that. GOP. Thanks for calling back, Mike. Have a great day there in Cedarburg. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Breaking news. We're talking about it now in the United States Senate out in Washington, D.C. The Republicans, by and large, a couple of Democrats joined them, but by and large, the Republicans voted down the bipartisan deal, which would have funded the border between Mexico and the United States, but also given aid to Ukraine and Israel. 844-967-2789. Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hi, Todd. Look, don't get upset with me, okay?
I never. I always appreciate your perspective.
There is a lot of truth what you're saying. It's true what you're saying. But one thing to think about is, first, this year, is the Putin is going to go through voting, okay? So he has to be careful, one. Two, if you look through the history of Russia, no matter what, okay? And I do respect, appreciate, and know that Matt does everything what he does to the best of his ability. But guys, look, you live in a different country. Mm-hmm. You still drink a Kool-Aid. You still listen to propaganda. I give you an example. In Russia right now, they have a whole movement with taxes being liberated from America. How silly does it sound to you? They're very serious about it.
Right.
There are a lot of people, Americans, who's in Russia creating a movement for liberation of Texas, which is even silly to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, historically, if you look, Ottoman Empire Germans, French. All these wars started, and not just the big ones, started with somebody going to Russia and Russian moving them back. They moved them back to their original place, to Paris, to Berlin, to Istanbul. They never took the territories after those countries. They just went back straight to Russia, didn't take any territory. Why? Nobody ever need more land in Russia. Right. They went to war only for ocean.
Right.
Now, Krim and the Donetsk, people who lived there had the referendum to go back to Russia.
Right.
Okay? And the reason they did that is because Ukrainian government refused to change their paperwork, even though they changed Ukrainian language, one. And two, even before the NATO actually get introduced to Ukraine, they start building the base.
Right. Karina, I don't mean to interrupt, but we're short on time here. I want to get to, for those who don't know, Karina's been very open about this. You originally from Russia, from Moscow, and now a U.S. citizen here. So you know this very well. It's very personal to you, and I respect that. But quickly, Karina, if you could just quickly, in 30 seconds or less, would you also agree, though, that Putin is an absolute threat in Ukraine and that the United States has to do whatever it can to stop him there?
I think that Putin is the threat for a NATO, not America,
for NATO.
Not Ukraine.
Right.
Okay? Then the people who live in Ukraine should be able to decide what they do want to do in their own country and what kind of country they wanted to have.
Okay.
If the Americans are the ones who help them, that they should be doing it.
Thanks.
But to say that the Putin going to go and take Poland and everybody around them, this is just silly. Really, just silly talk.
Okay, I appreciate your opinion, Karina. And I'm basing this on somebody like Tryggvi Olsen, who has lived in Latvia, who has lived in some of those Eastern European countries, who's stood up to the Belarusians and stood up to Putin. And this is what I'm hearing from him from being there. So that's my experience. I haven't been there myself, but that's my experience. Quickly off the text line, Jeff from Shorewood, listening on the Shaw, WAUK, says, quote, "Funny, Todd. I took the oath in 1980, spent 4 years in the Navy. I enlisted, but I don't recall a draft in place at the time. I don't remember ever having a political discussion with any fellow sailors during my service," unquote. And of course, hi from Arizona. Jeff,
That was hi, AZ, as in hello to me.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. First of all, Jeff, thank you for your service. Salute to any veteran. And I think that's a great point. And again, I still believe the vast majority of men and women who put on the uniform do it for the country and not for a political party. 844.
I believe that too, for what it's worth.
Very good. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Stan, listening here in Monona in Dane County. Stan, thanks for holding. We'll see you.
Oh, it's just amazing to listen to the left turn into neoconservatives. And that's really been the push over the last 20 years. I mean, I just wonder, do you guys have like a Ronald Reagan poster on your wall? Are you sucking off Henry Kissinger? I mean, what's wrong with you?
Well, the truth is, I actually do have a Ronald Reagan poster from the 1980s back at my apartment. But anyway, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We're going to come back and take more of your calls in a moment. Let me check here on the time very quickly. Oh, actually, we go quickly. We'll finish it on the other side. Dave in Middleton, we can start it if we have to. We'll have you hold through the break. But Dave, what say you?
Is that me? Dave in Madison.
Yep, Dave. What we're going to do is just hang on a second. I got to do a little business, and we'll come back and take your call, okay? All right, very good. I have Dave in Middleton and more on the other side, 844-967-2789. It's the third hour of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned. More after this.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on Eagle 1490 WLCX.
The Todd Allbus Show.
You look at Taylor Swift, she fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbus Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, Hour 3. It is 10 now before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. Pardon me, hour of 3 o'clock. Old habits die hard. At the top of the hour, hour number 3. Coming up for an hour for the next 3 weeks or so, we're going to have a wonderful opportunity to hear some from some of our Civic Media colleagues in a rotating cast of characters. Mr. Zomeris, do we know who is coming up today?
No.
Succinct. Yeah. Succinct. I love it. Here's
I know
who's
coming up tomorrow. I know tomorrow it is Anya, producer for the Maggie Dawn Show, who she hosts that as well sometimes. So that should be fun. Today, I have heard rumors, but they are unconfirmed.
It'll be a grab bag surprise. So listen after the top of the news at the hour of 3 o'clock. Right now, I can tell you who's coming up. We're going to finish a call with our listener, Dave, here in Milton. Dave, thank you for holding through the break. I was up against the clock. Finish your thought, please. What say you, sir?
Yeah, three things. One, bring Matt Flynn back. We all loved him, and he's definitely right. Justifiably called him.
Just need to move on, Dave. What's your next point, please?
Oh, okay. My next point is the military, I don't believe, is politicized in any way. January 6th, for example, there was absolutely no support whatsoever for January 6th in the military, and that's where power is based in every country. And in addition, you know, they inculcate political neutrality, civilian control of the military into the military academy's curriculum. And they really press really hard for that. The military is definitely not going to march on Washington. And you know, you might say January 6th was an insurrection, but because there was absolutely zero support in the military for it, it wasn't a viable insurrection. You know, in the 90s, Newt Gingrich, when he came to power with the Republican wave in 1994, the Republicans went around saying, Bill Clinton's not the commander in chief, and they were serious. Mm-hmm. So John Talipashvili, the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, held a press conference because he's neutral
right. And
there's civilian control. And he said, no, Bill Clinton is the president and the commander in chief. And it sounds like you want to go ahead on another caller.
So no, that's fine. No, I would let you have the floor because, yeah, I remember those days. And you're right. And you know, I'm correct in saying that the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff most recently, General Milley, said that one of his biggest regrets, perhaps his biggest, was going to that church in his uniform with Trump, and it was a huge thing he regretted. But I agree with you that by and large, the men and women of the military do a great job, and they are loyal to the country and the Constitution first. And I really appreciate the call, Dave. Thank you so much, Dave in Madison. Off the text line, here's a texter texting in saying that, like Jeff, this person served for 4 years, but in the Army. Personally, they say, believe all Americans should be required to serve a minimum of 2 years, military or civil service, no exceptions, unquote. I don't disagree with that.
I disagree with the no exceptions because I think there have to be exceptions.
If you have a severe health issue or something like that.
Right, exactly. It just – certain disabilities, some disabilities, right, you can still serve civil service. But, like, for example, right, myself, I could still, I can't go be an infantryman, but I could still do a desk job for the military or, right, civil service, but,
right,
or other people with more severe things may not be able to do any of it.
Right. No, absolutely. But for the most part, I agree with that, that other countries, you're required to do military service or civil service. I think there's a lot of good to that. I mean, like I say, one of my biggest regrets in my life is that I didn't serve and put on the uniform. I've tried to serve in other ways, but I think it would have done me some good. All right, quickly here, because I want to get to a couple of things before we round out the day today. This is really interesting. Breaking news off the Associated Press this afternoon. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, voiced skepticism today about the possibility of the Republican-controlled legislature passing new legislative maps that Evers proposed. Evers was asked about Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu floating the possibility earlier in the day of the Senate voting on the Evers maps. Quote, "I'll believe it when I see it," unquote, Evers told reporters. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is weighing maps submitted by Evers and others after it ruled in December that the current Republican-drawn maps were unconstitutional. The political stakes are huge for both sides in the presidential battleground state, where Republicans have had a firm grip on the legislature since 2011, even as Democrats have won statewide elections, including for governor in 2018 and 2020. Again, my take as a former Republican who left the party in 2011, spent a lot of time a block up the street at the state capitol, I think Republicans are scared. I think they're petrified that the liberal Wisconsin State Supreme Court is going to give them worse maps politically, in their opinion, from a Republican perspective, than what the Evers maps are. And I think they're saying, look, let's save what we can here. Because if you look at the Evers maps, Republicans still basically control the legislature. It's just that it's a fairer map. I think that they may do this. I really do. I think Republicans may attempt, at least, some of the MAGA Republicans in the assembly may kill it. But I think there is a movement inside the Republican Party to say, look, let's get Evers' maps and pass them, and Evers to sign it, because it's going to be better than what the Supreme Court says.
If they try to pass these maps, let's say they do get everyone to sign off, or enough people, do they also, like, do these pass review by the...
The Supreme Court has said if the legislature and the governor come to agreement, then they won't do it.
Okay, gotcha.
So, but we shall see. Other quick story we talked about at the top of the show today, the Marquette Law School poll, the latest one was released. This is reporting by Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporters Molly Beck and Jesse Apoyan. With 9 months to go until the 2024 election, President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are tied in a hypothetical rematch in Wisconsin, according to today's Marquette University Law School poll. Biden and Trump are each tied at 49%. Amongst registered voters, 2% of those surveyed said they have not decided on whom to support in November. Only 2% undecided in this poll. Among likely voters, Trump leads Biden by 1 percentage point, which is well within the poll's margin of error. 9 months to go, and we're tied, essentially, at 50-50. Hang on to your hats. Going to be a wild ride in 2024 for Mr. Zommers. Also, our great guests, Pat Kreitlow, Trigvi Olson, and Tara Ariano. We appreciate all of them. Appreciate you for listening. Stay tuned for more on the other side of the news and weather. We'll be back tomorrow at noon. This is the Todd Allball Show. This is Todd saying, whatever you fight for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Keep
banging on your drum. And
talk about lacrosse in Wisconsin
without the yelling and screaming.
These are real conversations about things that affect you. This is Eagle 1490. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the High School Musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Weeknights from 8 till 10 on Eagle 1490 AM WLCX and on the Civic Media app.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC.